We have diverse bodies. Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 299. Tipitaka, part 195. Mahavagga 10, part 2, right? Part 3, excuse me. In which we will continue reading Mahavagga 10. If you would like to start at the beginning of Mahavagga, the Great Division, the Rules of Order for the original Sangha, you can click right there. That's the playlist for Mahavagga. If you would like to start at the beginning of the Vinaya Pitaka, the Rules Basket, the Discipline Basket, that first book there, then feel free to click the Tipitaka playlist. All right. Hope everybody's doing well. We just celebrated our 4-year anniversary on December 5th. I kind of regretted that I didn't see it coming further in advance. It was on December 5th that I realized there's something special about December 5th. Oh yeah, Buddhist Books Podcast started on December 5th of 2021. And then I kind of wished that that I had timed it so that I would be coming out with episode 300 on the 4-year anniversary. But oh well. All right. So here's episode 299, Tipitaka. I'll pick up right where we left off last time. Then the Lord, having dressed in the morning, taking his bull and robe, entered Kosambi for alms food. Having walked for alms food in Kosambi, bringing back his alms bowl after his meal, having packed away his lodging, taking his bull and robe, and standing in the midst of the order, he spoke these verses. Quote, when all in chorus bawl, B-A-W-L, none feels a fool, nor, though the order is divided, thinks otherwise. With wandering wits, the wiseacres range all the field of talk. With mouths agape to full extent, what leads them on, they know not. They who in thought belabor this, that man has me abused, has hurt, has worsted me, has despoiled me, in these wraths not allayed. They who do not belabor this, that man has me abused, has hurt, has worsted me, has me despoiled, in them wrath is allayed. Okay. Nay, not by wrath are wrathful moods allayed here and at any time, but by not wrath they are allayed. This is an ageless, endless rule. People do not discern that here we straitened are in life, in time. But they who herein do discern, thereby their quarrels are laid. Ruffians who maim and kill, steal cattle, steeds, and wealth, who plunder realms, for these is concord. Why should there not be for you? If one find friend with whom to fare, wrapped in the well-abiding, apt, surmounting dangers one and all, with joy fare with him mindfully. Finding none apt with whom to fare, none in the well-abiding wrapped, as Raja quits the conquered realm, fare lonely as bull elephant in elephant jungle. Better the faring of one alone. There is no companionship with the foolish. Fare lonely, unconcerned, working no evil, as bull elephant in elephant jungle. End quote. Then the Lord, having spoken these verses, as he was standing in the midst of the order, approached Bala Kalonakara village. Now at that time, the venerable Bhagu was staying in Bala Kalonakara village. There was a character called Bhagu, but without the H, so Bhagu rather than Bhagu. And so if that looks familiar, you have to go into the woods in Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link, and get a letter from him, and you can cross the bridge into Death Mountain, if anybody was wondering. Okay, so at the time that I recorded this, I was thinking that it was going to be this guy. He's down there somewhere. So what he's making reference to is this, where you have to go and get a letter from him. It's like 1989, I think, that Zelda 2 Adventures of Link. But what I didn't know was that after that, Bhagu was in a comic book, like a Zelda comic book, and they kind of fleshed out his character. And so it's that same guy, but he looks like this. So that's the venerable Bhagu on Buddhist Books Podcast is based on Bhagu from the Legend of Zelda comic book. Then the venerable Bhagu saw the Lord coming from afar. Seeing him, he made ready a seat, set out water for the feet, a footstool, a footstand, and having gone to meet him, he received his bowl and robe. Then the Lord sat down on the seat made ready. As he was sitting down, he had his feet bathed. And the venerable Bhagu, having greeted the Lord, sat down at a respectful distance. As the venerable Bhagu was sitting down at a respectful distance, the Lord spoke thus to him, quote, I hope, monk, things are going well. I hope you are keeping going. I hope you are not short of alms food. End quote. Quote, things are going well, Lord. I am keeping going, Lord. And, Lord, I am not short of alms food. End quote. Then the Lord, rejoiced, roused, gladdened the venerable Bhagu with talk on Dhamma, rising from his seat, departed for the eastern bamboo grove. There's a lot of footnotes. I'm kind of like every once in a while glancing down to see if they're important. One of them was that word was missing in a different version of the Tipitaka. Okay. One word we can... Okay. Now at that time, the venerable Anuruddha and the venerable Nandiyo and the venerable Kimbila were staying in the eastern bamboo grove. The keeper of the grove saw the Lord coming from afar. Seeing him, he spoke thus to the Lord, quote, Do not, recluse, enter this grove. There are three young men of respectable families staying here desiring self. Do not cause them discomfort. All right. Mara appeared before him in a terrible form. Oh, says that Nandiya was in the eastern bamboo grove. Mara appeared before him. So in a different version of the Tipitaka, I guess this was Mara, not the keeper of the grove? All right, we'll keep that in mind. Interesting. The venerable Anuruddha heard the keeper of the grove conferring with the Lord. Having heard, he spoke thus to the keeper of the grove, quote, "Do not, good grove keeper, impede the Lord. It is our teacher, the Lord, who is arriving," end quote. Then the venerable, maybe I'm misunderstanding, sorry, I just want to make sure. Thog, T-H-A-G, in Thog 25, Mara appeared before him. I don't know what that means. Feel free to comment below if you know what Thog 25 is. Okay, let's just keep moving. Then the venerable Anuruddha approached the venerable Nandiya and the venerable Kimbila. Having approached, he spoke thus to the venerable Nandiya and to the venerable Kimbila, quote, "Go forward, venerable ones. Go forward, venerable ones. Our teacher, the Lord, is arriving," end quote. Then the venerable Anuruddha and the venerable Nandiya and the venerable Kimbila, having gone out to meet the Lord, one received his bowl and robe, one made ready a seat, one set out water for the feet, a footstool, a footstand. Then the Lord sat down on the seat made ready. As he was sitting down, he had his feet bathed. Then these venerable ones, having greeted the Lord, sat down at a respectful distance. As the venerable Anuruddha was sitting down at a respectful distance, the Lord spoke thus, quote, "I hope that things are going well with you, Anuruddhas." Okay. The plural for the name of one of the monks is used instead of the names of all three monks. Huh. Maybe that was normal back then. I just can't imagine if I went and saw my friend Chris, Andre, and Joe. It's like, "Hey, Chris's." Like, what? All right. "I hope you are not short of alms food," and quote, quote, "Things are going well, Lord. We are keeping going, Lord, and Lord, we are not short of alms food," end quote. Quote, "I hope that you Anuruddhas are living all together on friendly terms and harmonious as milk and water blend, regarding one another with the eye of affection," end quote. Quote, "Yes, certainly, Lord, we are living all together on friendly terms and harmonious as milk and water blend, regarding one another with the eye of affection," end quote. Quote, "And how is it that you Anuruddhas are living three dots of affection," end quote. Thank you, Polytext Society. Rather than making us read "living all together on friendly terms and harmonious as milk and water blend regarding one another with the eye," putting instead three dots and then bringing to us into our lives the three dots of affection. Thank you, Miss Horner. All right. Trying to make a habit of saying that once per episode. Okay. Anyway. Quote, "As to this, Lord," so this is one of the Anuruddhas responding, "as to this, Lord, it occurred to me," quote within quotes, "indeed it is a gain for me, indeed it is well gotten by me, that I am living with such Brahma-farers," end quote within quotes. "On account of this, Lord, for these venerable ones' amity, as to bodily conduct, whether openly or in private, has risen up in me. Amity as to speech, amity as to thought, whether openly or in private, has risen up. Because of this, Lord, it occurred to me," quote within quotes, "what now, if I, having surrendered my own mind, should live only according to the mind of these venerable ones," end quote within quotes. "So I, Lord, having surrendered my own mind, am living only according to the mind of these venerable ones, Lord, we have diverse bodies, but assuredly only one mind, end quote. What's the name of that planet in that sequel to Wrinkle in Time?
Camazotz.
And the venerable Nandia, too, is that Egregore? And the venerable Nandia, too, and also the venerable Kimbila spoke thus to the Lord. Okay. So that was Anuruddha replying. Now, the other Anuruddhas named Nandia and Kimbila are also speaking. Quote, and it occurred to me too, Lord, quote within quotes. Indeed, it is a gain for me, three dots, only one mind, and quote within quotes. It is thus, Lord, that we are living altogether on friendly terms and harmonious, as milk and water blend, regarding one another with the eye of affection. End quote. Quote, I hope that you, Anuruddhas, are living zealous, ardent, self-resolute. End quote. Quote, yes, certainly, Lord, we are living, three dots, self-resolute. End quote. That'd be fun to try to, like, use that in conversation. Like, are you behaving yourself? Yes, Mother, I am, three dots, myself. Never mind. Quote, and how is it that you, Anuruddhas, are living, three dots, resolute? End quote. Quote, as to this, Lord, whichever of us returns first from the village for alms food, he makes ready a seat, puts out water for washing the feet, a footstool, a footstand. Having washed a refuse bowl, he sets out. He sets out water for drinking and water for washing. Whoever returns last from the village for alms food, if there are remains of a meal, and if he so desires, he eats them. If he does not desire to do so, he throws them out where there are no crops or drops them into water where there are no living creatures. He puts up the seat. He puts away the water for the feet, the footstool, the footstand. Having washed the refuse bowl, he puts it away. He puts away the water for drinking and the water for washing. He sweeps the refectory. So the trick is, if you're one of these three guys, to don't be first and don't be last. Be the middle guy. No work. No work at all. You show up, get your feet washed, and someone else cleans up. Never mind. Whoever sees a vessel for drinking water, or a vessel for washing water, or a vessel for water, for rinsing after an evacuation, void and empty, he sets out water. If it is impossible for him to do this by a movement of his hand, having invited a companion to help us by signaling to him with a hand, we set out water. But we do not, Lord, for such a reason break into speech. And then we, Lord, once in every 5 nights, sit down together for talk on Dhamma. It is thus, Lord, that we are living zealous, ardent, self-resolute, end quote. See, this is interesting. The versions of MI-107, M-3, I don't know what these notations are, break off here and both go from here in different ways. Oh, Mahava, okay. So Mahavaga 1 and Mahavaga... That's why this sounds familiar, because we read it like a year ago when we started Mahavaga. Okay. All right. So it's not saying that there's different versions of the Tipitaka with different versions of this. It's saying that earlier in Mahavaga, all of that was copy-pasted. I mean, it was all there. But then it goes a different direction from there. Okay. End quote. Then the Lord, having delighted, rejoiced, roused, gladdened the venerable Anuruddha and the venerable Nandia and the venerable Kimbila, with talk on Dhamma, rising from his seat, set out on tour for Parileya. Walking on tour in due course, he arrived at Parileya. The Lord stayed there at Parileya in the guarded woodland thicket, at the root of the lovely sal tree. It's really refreshing to read something that isn't based on Joseph Campbell's monomyth, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
Then, as the Lord was meditating in private, a reasoning arose in his mind thus, quote, "Formerly, beset by those monks of Kosambi, makers of strife, makers of quarrels," oh, perhaps I was wrong, "makers of disputes, makers of brawls, makers of legal questions in the order, I did not live in comfort." Okay. "But now that I am alone with no other, I am living in comfort, removed from these monks, makers of strife," three dots, "makers of legal questions in the order." Now a certain large bull elephant was beset by elephants and cow elephants, by elephant calves and sucklings. He ate grass already cropped by them, and they ate bundles of branches as he broke them off, and he drank muddied water, and when he crossed over at a ford, the cow elephants went pushing against his body. Then it occurred to that large bull elephant, quote, "Now I am living beset by elephants and cow elephants, four dots." Not only is the bull elephant thinking in English, or Polly, never mind. "I eat grass already cropped by them, and they eat bundles of branches as I break them off. And I drink muddied water, and when I cross over at a ford, the cow elephants go pushing against my body. Suppose I were to live alone, secluded from the crowd." End quote. Then that large bull elephant, leaving the herd, approached Parileia, the guarded woodland thicket, the lovely sal tree, and the Lord. Having approached, he set out by means of his trunk, drinking water for the Lord and water for washing, and he kept the grass down. Then it occurred to that large bull elephant, quote, "Now formerly, beset by elephants and cow elephants, by elephant calves and sucklings, I did not live in comfort. I ate grass already cropped by them, and they ate bundles of branches as I broke them off. I drank muddied water, and when I crossed over at a ford, the cow elephants went pushing against me. But now I am alone with no other. I am living in comfort, removed from the elephants, the cow elephants, the elephant calves, and sucklings." End quote. Then the Lord, having understood his own conclusion, and knowing by mind that bull elephant's reasoning of mind, at that time uttered this utterance, quote, "Herein agreeth mind with mind of sage and bull elephant, of plow pole tusks, since each delights in forest solitude." End quote. Then the Lord, having stayed at Parileia as long as he found suiting, set out on tour for Savatthi. Walking on tour, in due course he arrived at Savatthi. The Lord stayed there at Savatthi in the Jeta Grove in Anatta Pindika's monastery. Then the lay followers of Kosambi thought, quote, "These masters, the monks of Kosambi, have done us much mischief. The Lord is departing, harassed by these. Come, we should neither greet the masters, the monks of Kosambi, nor should we stand up before them, nor should we salute them with joined palms or perform the proper duties. We should not revere, respect, esteem, or honor them, and neither should we give them alms food when they come to us. Thus they, when they are neither revered, respected, esteemed, nor honored by us, will depart unrevered, or they will leave the order, or they will reconcile themselves to the Lord." End quote. Then the lay followers of Kosambi neither greeted the monks of Kosambi nor stood up before them. They did not salute them with joined palms or perform the proper duties. They did not revere, respect, esteem, or honor them, and they did not give them alms food when they came to them. Then the monks of Kosambi, as they were not being revered, respected, esteemed, or honored by the lay followers of Kosambi, spoke thus, quote, "Come now, your reverences, let us, having gone to Savati, settle this legal question in the Lord's presence." End quote. Then the monks of Kosambi, having packed away their lodgings, taking their bowls and robes, approached Savati. Then the venerable Shariputra heard, quote, "It is said that the monks of Kosambi, makers of strife, makers of quarrels, makers of disputes, makers of brawls, makers of legal questions in the order, are coming to Savati." End quote. Then the venerable Shariputra approached the Lord. Having greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. As he was sitting down at a respectful distance, the venerable Shariputra spoke thus to the Lord, quote, "It is said, Lord, that the monks of Kosambi, makers of strife, makers of legal questions in the order, are coming to Savati. How am I, Lord, to behave in regards to these monks?" End quote. Quote, "Well now, Shariputra, as Dhamma is, so must you stand." End quote. Quote, "How am I, Lord, to find out what is Dhamma, and what is non-Dhamma?" End quote. Quote, "Now, Shariputra, a speaker of non-Dhamma is to be known by 18 points. In such a case, Shariputra, a monk explains non-Dhamma as Dhamma. He explains Dhamma as non-Dhamma. He explains non-discipline as discipline. He explains discipline as non-discipline. He explains what is not spoken, not uttered by the Tathagata, as spoken. Uttered by the Tathagata explains what was spoken, uttered by the Tathagata as not spoken. Uttered by the Tathagata, he explains what was not practiced by the Tathagata as practiced by the Tathagata. He explains what was practiced by the Tathagata as not practiced by the Tathagata. He explains what was not laid down by the Tathagata as laid down by the Tathagata. He explains what was laid down by the Tathagata as not laid down by the Tathagata." Oh, Mahayana, just kidding. Just kidding. Just a little poke in the ribs. Just playing. He explains what is no offense as an offense. He explains an offense as no offense. He explains a slight offense as a serious offense. He explains a serious offense as a slight offense. He explains an offense which can be done away with as an offense which cannot be done away with. He explains an offense which cannot be done away with as an offense which can be done away with. He declares a very bad offense as not a very bad offense. He explains not a very bad offense as a very bad offense. Shariputra, a speaker of non-Dhamma is to be known by these 18 points. I wasn't counting, so I'll just believe that there were 18. And Shariputra, a speaker of Dhamma, is to be known by 18 points. In such a case, Shariputra, a monk explains non-Dhamma as non-Dhamma. He explains Dhamma as Dhamma. He explains non-discipline as non-discipline. He explains discipline as discipline. He explains what was not spoken, not uttered by the Tathagata as not spoken, not uttered by the Tathagata. Not practiced, laid down. Thank you, Miss Horner. We basically get it. He explains an offense as an offense. No offense as no offense. A slight offense as a slight offense. A serious offense as a serious offense, three dots. An offense which can be done away with as an offense which can be done away with, three dots. An offense which cannot be done away with as an offense which cannot be done away with, three dots. A very bad offense as a very bad offense. He explains, not a very bad offense as not a very bad offense. Shariputra, a speaker of Dhamma, is to be known by these 18 points. End quote. The Venerable Moggallana the Great heard, three dots. The Venerable Kassapa the Great heard, three dots. Heard what? Okay. So at the beginning of all that, the Venerable Shariputra heard, it is said that the monks of Kosambi, makers of strife, makers of quarrels, are coming to Savatthi. Okay. The Venerable Moggallana the Great heard, and then heard that same thing and asked Lord Buddha, what's the difference between a non-Dhamma, you know what I mean? He said all that stuff. Copy-paste. Okay. The Venerable Kashyapa the Great heard. The Venerable Kakana the Great heard.
I have to confess something. On October 31st, Halloween of last year, so a year and 2 months ago, basically, this happened.
Kakana the Great. I don't know who that is. I mean, I don't...
And then, December 14th of that same year, so 4 days less than 1 year ago, this happened.
I think it's time to give the Venerable Shariputta a carrot.
So, Tenzin, this is Tenzin from The Legend of Korra, has been double booked, but he's appeared more times as Shariputta, by the way. I, out of habit, say Shariputra, mostly because of this song. Anyway, that's the Heart of Great Wisdom Sutra. So, hail, O Shariputra, or, you know, here Shariputra gets translated into Chinese as Ni Hao Shariputra. It's cute. Anyway, that song is here. It's good. What was I talking about? I don't know. So, okay, here's what we're going to do. Kakana the Great is, from today forward, on Buddhist Books Podcast, going to be assigned to Bumi, the brother of Tenzin, who's also awesome. In fact, in some ways, better. So hopefully this will make up the offense, any offense that might have been taken by Kakana the Great. I'm sure he's fine with it. These guys are all enlightened, right? So yeah, but for our sake, for you and I to remember Kakana the Great, he's Bumi, not Bumi, the old guy from Avatar The Last Airbender, Bumi, the son of Aang, who he named after that guy, right? If you haven't seen Avatar The Last Airbender and The Legend of Korra, do yourself a favor. Don't watch the live action stuff. Just watch the original. Anyway, I think that's it, right? Yeah, that's everything I wanted to mention. Okay, back to the show.
The Venerable Kotita the Great heard. The Venerable Kapina the Great heard. The Venerable Kuna the Great heard. The Venerable Anuruddha heard. The Venerable Ravata heard. The Venerable Upali heard. The Venerable Ananda heard. The Venerable Rahula heard. Quote, they say the monks of Kosambi, three dots. Yeah, it says what I just explained. I figured it out, but it says here it explains. Okay. Three dots. Rahula, a speaker of Dhamma, is to be known by these 18 points. Who's Rahula? Oh, Rahula. Read Rahula instead of... Okay. Yeah. Got it. Mahapajapati, the Gotamid, heard, quote, it is said the monks of Kosambi, three dots, same thing, are coming to Savatthi, three dots. Then Mahapajapati, the Gotamid, approached the Lord. Having approached, having greeted the Lord, he stood at a respectful distance. As he was standing at a respectful distance, Mahapajapati, the Gotamid, spoke thus to the Lord. Quote, it is said, Lord, that the monks of Kosambi, three dots, are coming to Savati. How am I, Lord, to behave in regard to these monks? End quote. He still hasn't answered the question. Quote, well then, do you, Gotami, hear Dhamma on both sides? There's Dhamma on both sides. Very good. Sorry. Having heard Dhamma on both sides, choose the views and the approval and the persuasion and the creed of those monks who are their speakers of Dhamma and whatever is to be desired by the order of nuns from the order of monks. All that should be desired only from one who speaks Dhamma. Okay. This is a case, monks. This is a case, viewers of Buddhist Books Podcast, where the story is very long, and I am making an executive decision here that we're going to continue that story next time in Tipitaka Part 196, which will be Buddhist Books Part 301. All right. Sure, right here is where we're going to put that. So that's a cliffhanger. We got a cliffhanger to be continued. You know how sometimes there's a two-parter, like in a TV show, where you have to tune in next week because the network only allows approximately a half hour or whatever. Never mind. Okay. Well, that was fun. It was fun seeing all those characters appear. I'm pretty sure that was the first time that we had seen some of them. And some of them we hadn't heard from in a while. So some familiar faces, some unfamiliar faces among the cartoons. For you on the audio only, check out the YouTube channel called Buddhist Books Podcast and you'll know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so next time, it'll be episode 300, which I guess is exciting because 300 is divisible by 100, and that only happens every 100 episodes. And, of course, you're getting to know this 10-spoked clock, right? So next time, 300 ends with a zero, so that means that's the symbol that we use. See, it's a combination of the 8 auspicious symbols in basically Tibetan Tantric Buddhism, Vajrayana Buddhism. So in this case, we're going to be reading The Life and Liberation of Padmasambhava. That's what we read when it's a zero at the end of the episode number. So we'll continue this story in the episode after that. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you're still here, feel free to say hello. Feel free to like and subscribe if you haven't already. And, all right. There it is. Okay. I'll go ahead and do the usual closing. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.